and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be the pianist Frank Signorelli. When the Jean Golcat Orchestra was dissolved in the fall of 1927, several of the musicians, including Bix and Tram, Bill Rank, Don Murray, and Chancy Morehouse, joined the New Yorkers, a new group organized by the great bass saxophone player Adrian Rollini. In addition, Rollini hired Sylvester Rahola, the Amazing Finn, Bobby Davis from the California Ramblers, and the inimitable duo of Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang. Frank Signorelli was the pianist for that group. Unfortunately, the group did not last long, but they managed to record as the Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra several great sights. Today I want to play recordings by Frank Signorelli other than the ones recorded with the New Yorkers or with Bix and his gang. Frank Signorelli was born in New York on May 24, 1901 and died in New York also on December 9, 1975. He started playing with the original Memphis Five in 1917. In 1921 he played briefly with the original Dixieland Jazz Band. He recorded extensively in the 1920s as accompanist for such singers as Leona Williams, Lena Wilson, Alberta Hunter, and Ethel Waters. Last but not least, also he accompanied my favorite female singer, Annette Henshaw. Frank Signorelli recorded with Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti, Boy Center, Fred Rich, the Dorsey Brothers, was very busy. In the 30s, he recorded with Paul Wildman, with Red McKenzie, Dick Robertson. In the 40s, Signorelli appeared with Phil Napoleon and Bobby Hackett at Nick's in New York City. All right, let's get started with the music now. I'll play first a couple of his early recordings with the Cotton Pickers. The name was used by the original Memphis Five for recordings on Brunswick. The recordings that I want to play are from September of 1922. First, I Wish I Could Shimmy Like My Sister Kate, and that will be followed by Got to Cool My Dogging Now. The Cotton Pickers in this edition of this recording are Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Jimmy Lytle on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, John Colley on banjo, and Jack Roth on drums. So let's hear Frank Signorelli with the Cotton Pickers in 1922.
Thank you.
we were talking in the Vixography Forum about the earliest solos in jazz recordings, and that recording of Got to Cool My Dogging Now features a very early solo by Phil Napoleon on trumpet. Okay, now I would like to play a couple of recordings of the original Memphis Five. These were from December 28, 1926. First, I will play a composition by Frank Signorelli called A Blues Serenade, and that will be followed by Off to Buffalo. The five musicians in this edition of the original Memphis Five were Phil Napoleon on trumpet, the great Miff Mall on trombone, Jimmy Lytell on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, and Ray Bauduc on drums. So here is Frank Signorelli with the original Memphis Five in 1926. Thank you. I would like to leave Frank Signorelli for a little bit and go to two takes of the recording of In My Merry Oldsmobile. We were discussing the waltz version of this recording in the Mixography Forum. I would like to play the two foxtrot takes of that recording. This was from May 23rd, 1927, Gene Volkett and his orchestra with Fred Farrar, Great Ludwig on trumpets, Big Spiderbeck on cornet, Bill Rank, Spiegel Wilcox on trombone, Doc Riker, Frank Tombauer, and Don Murray on reeds, Irvin Riskin on piano, Howdy Quixell on banjo, Steve Brown on string bass, and a vocal by Ray Ludwig, Howdy Quixell, and Doc Riker. This was a Victor special recording commissioned by General Motors for the 1927 convention in Detroit. I want you to pay particular attention to the solos by Bix. There is no way not to pay particular attention to any solo by Bix anyway. But to me this is really remarkable because the orchestra is playing this rather... I don't know what word to use, a conventional tune, and Bix is doing his own thing, and in the two takes he does two different things. So let's listen to the Foxtrot version, versions in plural because there are two of them, of the Gene Volkett Orchestra in My Merry Oldsmobile with Bix doing his thing.
Thank you. automobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobiling you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
Just before Bix comes in, you can hear a little bit of Don Murray also doing his own thing there. Well, now I would like to play a couple of recordings in which Frank Signorelli plays piano, and there is only one other instrument in the recording. First, I will play from August of 1929, a trumpet solo by Bob Effros accompanied by Frank Signorelli on piano, Sweet and Hot. And then I will follow that with Perfect, again a solo by Eddie Lang and Frank Signorelli, recorded on October 21st, 1927. I think this is a composition by Eddie Lang and Frank Signorelli. So here is Frank Signorelli accompanying first the trumpet of Bob Effros and then the guitar of Eddie Lang.
Thank you.
Since that was Frank Signorelli as accompanist, I'd like to do two more. These are two recordings from July 24, 1929. Annette Henshaw, accompanied by the New Englanders, singing Here We Are and True Blue Lou. The New Englanders are Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, and then there is a guitar, perhaps Tony Colucci, and a tuba, perhaps Joe Tardo, and Stan King on drums. So here is Frank Signorelli with the New Englanders and Annette Henshaw in 1929.
What might have been if we had never met? Why should I suppose that this could be? The weary days, the lonely nights are easy to forget, since I am here and you are here with me. Here we are, you and I. Let the world hurry by. Even while I waited, somehow, dear, I knew you'd find me, I'd find you. Here we are, alone together. What matter whether we wandered far, and though we haven't got a bank full, we can still be thankful that here we are. Talking to gals they knew. Women are all the same, said Joe. One dizzy bird said, pal, ain't you heard the story of True Blue Lou? Listen and get an earful, bow. Say, she was a dame in love with a guy. She stuck to him, but didn't know why. Everyone blamed her, still they all named her True Blue Lou. He gave her nothing, she gave him all. But when he had his back to the wall, who fought to save him, smiled and forgave him. got a break and went away to get a new start. But poor kid, she never got a break except the one way down in her heart. Maybe someone, heaven above, there's a reward for that kind of love. Angels won't blame her, they too will name her True Blue. Got a break and went away to get a new start. But poor kid, she never got a break except the one way down deep in her heart. Maybe somewhere in heaven above there's a reward of that kind of love. Angels won't blame her, they too will name her True Blue, Blue. That's all.
She's fantastic, isn't she? I love the way she sings. Annette Henshaw, the greatest female singer, in my opinion, anyway. I would like to complete this segment on Frank Signorelli by going back to very early recordings. First, from May 3rd, 1921, the original Dixieland Jazz Band, consisting of Nick LaRocca on cornet, Eddie Edwards on trombone, Larry Shields on clarinet, Benny Kruger on alto sax, Tony Sbarbaro on drums, and Frank Signorelli on piano. And the side that I want to play is Jazz Me Blues. I will follow that with Tate Nobody's Business If I Do. This is a recording by the Tennessee Ten, which consists of Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Charles Pannelli on trombone, Jimmy Lytle on clarinet, Rudy Widoft on, and Laura Murray on alto sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, John Calley on banjo, John Helleberg on tuba, and Jack Roth on drums. This was recorded on June 26, 1923. So here is Frank Signorelli, some very early recordings. Thank you. There is much to say about acoustic recordings. I like them very much. Well, for a couple of weeks I've been threatening to play a couple of sides from Terry Waldo and the Gotham City Band, an LP issued in about 1985. The recordings were made in 1984. The band consists of Peter Eklund on cornet, Chuck Wilson on clarinet, alto sax, Dan Barrett on trombone. Incidentally, if you've seen the documentary film about Woody Allen, The Wild Man Blues, Don Barrett is the trombone player in that orchestra. The other musicians are Andy Stein on violin, Howard Alden on the banjo or guitar, Vince Giordano on tuba, bass sax, and string bass, Annie Kinsella on drums, and Terry Waldo is on the piano, and he's also the leader. The liners for this LP were written by Dick Hyman, and I'd like to read a little something. Dick Hyman talks about the question of black versus white musicians in jazz, and he writes, Terry Waldo and the Gotham Band set out to remedy this neglect in the present recording of recreations of the idiom of early white jazz. Some of the selections feature new arrangements by Mr. Waldo and others of pieces published during the years from 1922 to 1935. The side that I would like to play from this LP is Sugarfoot Strut, and the liners read as follows. Sugarfoot Strut was arranged by Dan Barrett in an adaptation of the 1927 recording of Red Nichols and the Charleston Chasers. Soloists include Chuck Wilson on clarinet, Mr. Barrett on trombone, Howard Alden on banjo, and multi-instrumentalist Vince Giordano, who begins the recording playing tuba and shifts to bass saxophone for his solo. So here are Terry Waldo and the Gotham City Band in 1985. These guys certainly bring back the authentic sound of the 1920s. Anything that has Vince Giordano in the band is authentic stuff from the 20s. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.